Welcome to the Manifestation Babe podcast. My name is Catherine Zinkina, and I'm a spiritual mindset coach, author, manifesting expert, and creator of the Manifestation Babe brand. Each week, I'll be bringing you inspiring chats, interviews, and dialogues, all based around how to unleash your inner magic, break through your limitations, and manifest a reality wilder than your dreams. If you enjoy listening to topics on money, mindset, and manifesting, then you have come to the right place. I am obsessed with helping women see through to their highest potential and transform into the greatest, most badass versions of themselves. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Now let's begin. I have spent over a decade mastering my money mindset, and I have compiled the top 14 beliefs, principles, and practices that have made me a millionaire into one single ebook that you can download completely for free. Thousands of babes have already gotten access to these insights, and if more money is on your list of things to manifest, then you're gonna wanna download this ebook ASAP. Hello, gorgeous souls. It is Catherine from ManifestationBabe.com, and I am back. I know I took Christmas Day off, but I am back today to do day 13 and 14 of the Money Babe Challenge. And as a refresher, we are doing the Unleash Your Inner Money Babe workbook. If you are new to the live streams or new to the podcast, that is what this episode is all about. Good morning, Leilani. One of my rich babes. So day 13 is called Your Gut is Talking, Listen Up. So we're going to be talking a little bit about intuition and the action that's actually required to bring that money that you are manifesting into your reality. And then day 14 is called Owning Your Shit, which day 14 alone was so transformational and so life-changing in my finances personally. So I'm really excited to talk about day 14. It's not the easiest day to talk about. It's not the easiest day to face. It's not the easiest challenge, but again, the things that are not the easiest are sometimes the most transformative and the ones that are most worth it. Good morning, Sarah. Good morning, Caitlin. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Christine. Hello, hello. Okay, so let's dive in. So day 13 is all about your intuition. And I start the book here with, by now you're probably thinking, okay, Catherine, this is all fun and games, but do I wait for the money to fall into my lap? Or do I have to go out and get this money? I always hear that taking action is important, but do I have to take action when manifesting money? So I want to talk a little bit about the common misconceptions that around manifestation and law of attraction in general. There are many books and teachings and courses and programs out there that mislead people into thinking that all you really have to do is to get your vibe right and sit on your couch and wait for the money to fall into your lap. Now, that's a great thing to visualize, of course. If you want to see money falling on your lap, that's great. However, the real money, the physical money that you're trying to manifest, is only going to come into your life when you take physical action. That's because there's many different forms of action. However, because we are existing on the physical plane, and money, to have it physically in your reality, to actually be able to touch it and use it, you need to take some sort of physical action. And so there is action that depends on you. However, action doesn't mean hard work, and it doesn't mean aimless, guideless, random action that feels like hustle, or that feels like you have to go out there and earn it, and you have to do something, you have to slave away, you have to grind, you have to hustle. It doesn't mean any of that stuff. What it means is that you just need to physically do something in order to show the universe that you are taking that first step, or you are doing your part. Because there are two sides of the equation. There's you, and then there's the beautiful universe. Both of you are co-creating your life at any point in time. And so without you putting in the work, the universe kind of sits and waits on you. It sits there and watches you and waits for you to take the very first step so that it can come in and back you up and put the right people, the right circumstances, the right events into your path in order to bring you this money, in order to physically manifest this money into your reality. And so this chapter really is about action, but not just random action, right? I don't want you to think that you have to go out there and find a second job or do all these things that don't feel right to you or don't feel good to you or feel like hard work or feel random or feel like you're just doing things with no purpose. Day 13 is all about purpose, and it's all about tuning in with your intuition and how intuition has to do with inspired action. So day 13 really is about inspired action. And now, as you've increased your money vibration over the last 13 days, you may have noticed that your gut, your heart, your intuition, your however you want to look at it, I look at it as my intuition, might be speaking to you or start to have a conversation with you or communication with you, or you might feel a nudge or an urge or this desire or this feeling or this random guided kind of, I call it a nudge or an urge to do something. Maybe that might be to take a different route to work one day, or maybe you're feeling this urge to finally start that book that you've always dreamt of writing, or maybe you have this like urge to create this new program that is all of a sudden looking really good to you and looking like it just feels so natural for you to create this program. Or maybe you are being guided towards a coach or a mentor right now, or maybe you're guided to another course or another book, or maybe you're being guided to in some cases find a new opportunity. Or inspired action can come in so many different ways, so many different shapes and forms. It's just a matter of connecting to your intuition. And so really, day 13 is about listening. Your gut is talking, so listen up. As I mentioned before, a couple of chapters ago, all about meditation and how meditation is really setting that intention to be open and ready to receive. Well, from that chapter up until now, I'm sure that you're starting to receive some nudges or urges to do something. And this action, this inspired action, doesn't really feel like hard work. It feels like the next natural thing. When I'm taking inspired action that has, over the last 2 years, looking back at my money manifesting journey, every single action that I took in order to lead me towards the money that I desire never actually felt like action. Although it required me to do things on my part, like it required me to maybe write an email, make a phone call, go somewhere, invest in myself, do something, make it to a live event. Like, there's physical actions that I had to take, but those actions never really felt like something random or like something hard. It just felt like all of a sudden something looked really good to me, or all of a sudden it felt so easy, or someone asked me about something at the right time and I was like, yeah, that seems like my next step. It just feels so natural that that's your next step. And I promise you, as long as you follow your guide or follow your intuition or follow this inspired action and actually take this inspired action, that is where that natural, easy, effortless flow comes in, where it just feels like everything is lining up for you. It just feels like, yes, you have to take the action, but it's so perfectly lined up for you that you don't even like realize that you're taking the action, if that makes any sense. So that's what I mean by inspired action. That's how I view inspired action. And it really comes down to listening and understanding that your money, the way it's going to manifest, is going to come in the most unexpected form. If I were to ask myself or ask any of my students or any of my rich babes or any of my clients, would you have been able to predict how exactly the money was going to come into your life? Whatever it is that you desired, whether it's a certain amount per month, whether it is a challenge, the 21-day number, or, you know, any random manifestation that you desired, whether you've taken the 5-day manifesting challenge and so it was like a 5-day number, or whatever it is, whatever that you're manifesting, could you have predicted in any way, shape, or form how it was going to come, or how it was actually going to unfold, or the actual actions and steps that you had to take in order to manifest it? 99.9% say hell to the no. It is always surprise. It's always a surprise element. It's always unexpected, because we have no way to fathom the perfection of the universe. The universe has this bird's eye view on our life at any point in time, and it's looking down and it sees exactly how it can arrange people, events, circumstances, all these different elements, so that it can align us with our desire and literally feed us the next steps. And the universe is always always saying yes, and the universe always wants to bless us. God, angels, universe, whatever you believe in, is always saying yes and always wants to give you what you want, because your purpose in coming onto this planet is to experience joy and to grow and to evolve and to have things and to play and to experience. And so it wants you to have these things, and it's always handing you the next step, but it can't do all the work for you. You have to listen, and you have to be involved in the process, and you have to be showing that you're taking that next step. And sometimes that next step can be a decision. Honestly, every single next step starts with a decision, because a decision determines your destiny. Or it can be just a commitment, you know, committing to a coaching package, or committing to going to this next live event, or committing to doing more live streams on Facebook, or deciding to put yourself out there, deciding to create an Instagram account, deciding to, play bigger, however that bigger feels right to you, right? It's not taking any random action. And to give you another example of like random action versus inspired action is, if you do own an online business like me, and I know there's a lot of you in here, for some people, they feel like they just need to, here's a good example. So on one hand, it feels really good to promote your products and services through live video. You just have this urge to go on and connect with your audience, do a live video, say hello, share about yourself, share about your services, share about your products, give some value, and then hop off. And that feels really good to you and feels really natural as a next step for you to grow your business, versus everybody is doing the Facebook Messenger market. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you're in an MLM, you know, your upline might tell you that you need to cold message people and get into everyone's inbox and share your story and ask them how they're doing and build relationships and basically bother people in their Facebook Messenger. And that doesn't feel right to you. And so that is not the right next step for you. Both ways are a way to grow your business, but this one feels like that next right step. It just feels so good to you. It feels like it's right for you, versus the other one that doesn't feel good to you. So that would be a great example of inspired action. Another great example of inspired action for me personally, especially back in the day when I did this challenge myself for the very first time, was to, when something told me to wait until the very last day to file my taxes that year. I don't know what it was, but something, my intuition was guiding me to just wait. And that was actually my action at that time, is to wait until April 14th to file my taxes. And because I waited till April 14th, my mom's friend offered to do my taxes for me, hence the $1,000 tax refund that I got 2 years ago or 3 years ago. I don't remember how long it was now. I think it was 2 years ago. And so that's something that I would have never predicted, but it felt right for me to wait. Okay, does that make sense? All right, so then your homework, of course, is to kind of answer the questions of any nudges that you've noticed lately, or what has your gut been telling you, and start that connection and start to listen and start to figure out how you feel about certain things. You're going to start asking yourself, does it feel right for me to do this, or does it feel right for me to do this? Does it feel right to me for me to do that, or does it feel right for me to do that? And when something feels good to you, that is your next step. That's that sign right there, that gut feeling that's your next step. That's your next inspired action. Now, because we skipped yesterday, I needed that break. Let's move on to day 14. So if you haven't done day 13 yet yesterday because you were busy with Christmas, which is totally understandable, definitely start to document and listen to your intuition today, which is super easy to do, super easy to learn, super easy to reflect, super easy to do. And you can always use a journal to ask yourself and kind of ask your higher self to step forward and answer any questions that you might have. So day 14 is the challenging day. Day 14 is the day that brings anxiety to people, and I can totally relate because I was there before too. In Rich Babe, which is my 6-week money mindset mastery kind of academy of money that I created based on my exact process from A to Z of everything that I did in order to take myself from being $25,000 in debt to creating my first $500,000 year this year. Literally step by step, every little piece that I know about money, I share in Rich Babe. And one of the biggest assignments in week one of Rich Babe is very closely tied to day 14. And I know that so many women at first are really afraid of doing this homework, but once they do it, they feel this relief and they feel freedom and they feel so good. And it just like, it takes all the stress out of money. And it just, it finally helps them feel like they're in control again. And that was the biggest thing for me, was that when I did day 14 myself, I felt like I had a mission again. I felt like I had a plan. I felt like for the first time, my money story was not something random. You know, how much I had in my accounts, how much debt I had, how much, you know, what was in my savings, what I owed, what I had, how much was coming in and how much was going out, was not just like this random assortment of shit going on in my bank account, but I actually started to track my money. And because I started to track my money, I started to build a relationship with my money. So I don't know if you can relate to this or not, but I start with day 14 of describing how at one point I knew that I was around $25,000 in debt, but I didn't know the exact number. And that was obviously not helpful, because I developed this relationship with money of neglect, and this relationship of fear, and this relationship of anxiety. And every time I even thought about my bank account or thought about my credit card statements or anything related to money would come in the mail or come in my email inbox, or I would even look at my banking app or even log on to, at the time I had a Bank of America account. So remember, bankofamerica.com scared the shit out of me in general. And so I was very neglectful and very afraid of money. And all of these feelings, right? These feelings of anxiety, this neglect, this feeling of fear. What that does, if you feel any of those feelings towards your money and you're so afraid to look at your bank account that you feel these feelings, what you actually are ending up doing is attracting more fear into your life around money. So whatever you feel towards your money, whatever that relationship towards your money is, that's the kind of, you know, what you put out is what you attract. So you're actually going to attract more and more of that financial lack and financial scarcity, because as you put fear of, you know, the energy of fear into your money, that fear is going to come back to you, and you're just going to manifest more debt, going to manifest more anxiety inducing situations, and you're just going to feel like you're going to keep digging yourself into this hole. And so step one of getting out of this hole is realizing that you have a relationship with your money, and it is a beautiful thing, and it's one of the most important relationships in your life. Beyond any other, I believe, in my personal opinion, beyond any other relationship in your life, because if you are struggling financially, your family life is not going to be as great as it would be if you guys had abundance in your life and you guys were able to do more things with money and be able to experience more things together and be able to enjoy meals out and be able to enjoy, you know, bigger Christmases. And there's just so much more freedom and less stress that comes in when you are financially free. And so this relationship with money affects every other relationship in your life, and it's one of the most important relationships. And so, you know, money is often the reason for divorce, unfortunately. It's a reason for misery among families. And when money is hard to come by, there's nothing else to do but stress and worry about money from morning to night. And there's just no fun in that. And so one of the best things that you can ever do is cultivate an honest relationship with your money. And that starts with figuring out what the hell is going on in your accounts. What is going on with your credit card? If you are in debt or you have loans, what is that exact number? When are your withdrawals? So some of us lose track of like when Netflix comes out, or when this auto, you know, when our gym membership comes out, or when our other auto pay comes out, and we never really know what's going on. We don't really know. All we know, the only date that we seem to know, is when we get paid, when the paycheck comes in. But we don't really keep track of when the money comes out, or we don't really keep track of when our credit card payments are due, or we don't really keep track of our money every single day and how it fluctuates and what's really going on in there. And because we don't do that, again, we end up neglecting our money, and that ends up creating this energy of neglect where money neglects us. And the first step in creating this healthy relationship with money is to start taking responsibility for it. And so day 14 is all about opening every single credit card statement, your bank account, looking at the cash you have in your wallet, any investments that you might have, you know, your mortgage, your car payment, looking at everything, like literally printing it out, going into every single account. I do this online, but sometimes I'll print it out so I can kind of see it in front of me and use a highlighter. And just taking a look and starting to track what is going on with your money. And the thing that got me through this, because at first I was really afraid, right? The thing that got me through this is to remind myself that what I track increases. And I remember the very first time that I did this, when I wrote down exactly how much debt I had so that I can start planning to actually pay it off instead of just meeting the minimum payments or ignoring it, causing it to grow. I remember writing right underneath that number, what you track increases. And that is actually a universal law, that when you feed your energy and your focus into something, it grows. And so if you want your money to grow, you need to start feeding your focus and energy and time into it. And what I ended up developing after a while is, you know, after I did this initial fearful task, what I ended up doing is I created something called Money Mondays. And Money Monday is basically where every single Monday I log on into my bank accounts and I just take a look at it. And I look at what's going on, and then I send nothing but love and gratitude to the amount in my bank account and into the amount in my savings, what is going on with my credit card payments. I congratulate myself for my progress. And let me tell you, some Mondays I would open up my bank account and I would see negative numbers. And for a good year of my life, I opened my bank account and saw that I still had debt. And I saw that I had negative $25,000. You know, technically that was my net worth. And instead of being feeling defeated and still feeling like this is my ultimate financial reality, what I ended up doing is I would start looking around myself and looking even at the fact that I'm on my laptop right now and sending love and gratitude for what money has allowed me to do so far. Because of money, I have been able to buy this laptop. Because of money, I have Wi-Fi right now. Because of money, my lights are still turned on. Because of money, I have heat right now. Because of money, I have food in my fridge and I have a roof over my head and I have clothes on myself. And so I always found a reason to feel grateful every single morning for the money that I did have. And even if I technically didn't have the money, I would just look at other examples of abundance in my life. And sometimes that abundance came from, you know, I'm breathing right now, I'm healthy, I'm wearing clothes, I have heat, I have a full belly, just all those different examples of abundance, so that I can keep feeding that positive energy into my bank account no matter what. And of course, I started to anchor and associate fun and playfulness and enjoyment with my money by actually playing really fun music. When I would do my Money Mondays, I would put on a great song. I would pour in some flavored sparkling water into a wine glass to make it look fancy and have like this fancy bubbly drink. I would light some candles. I would have some incense going on. I would have some essential oils going. I would have crystals around me. I just made it a very relaxed and fun environment because I wanted to invite relaxation and I wanted to invite joy and fun and playfulness and basically essentially start to date my money again and build that healthy relationship. And you know, the problem with with society today is that money is so taboo and we don't talk about it and we fear it and we feed so much anxiety around it. And whatever it is that you fear, you're going to always magnify what you fear. What you love is going to magnify and what you fear is going to magnify. So if you are afraid of your money and you're afraid to talk about it and afraid to face it, then you're always going to be afraid to talk about it and afraid to face it. And it's not going to grow. It's not going to expand. It's not going to get better. It all starts with you, and it all starts with taking responsibility for what's going on in your accounts. So this is kind of like that action that you know you need to take, and this is step one. And you know, when I started doing this, when I wrote down a plan for how much money that I actually want and how much money I desire and how much I want to pay off by the end of the year, when I made a plan to pay off 25 grand by the end of the year, I had zero clue how it was going to happen. At that time, Manifestation Babe did not exist. I had no clients. I didn't have any courses. I didn't have anything that I now have to be able to support me financially. I didn't have have any of the skills, any of the value that I now have. I didn't have any of the, basically nothing except for my MLM business at the time. And my MLM business was producing about $400 a week. And so it was nowhere near for me to live off of and also pay off $25,000 in a year. I probably made, if you do the math, I made less than $25,000 for the whole year. So when I wrote down that number, I had no idea how it was going to happen. But I remembered that what I track increases. So if I'm tracking my income and I'm tracking how much money's coming in and I'm tracking even how much is leaving and I'm just tracking everything, it's going to increase and it's going to increase and it's going to increase. The more loving energy I feed towards my money relationship, the more is going to come back to me. It always comes back to you multiplied. What you attract is what you already are and what you're putting out into the universe. It all comes back to you. And so I trusted in that. And what ended up happening is inspired action after inspired action after inspired action started to come because I set that off into motion. I showed the universe that I was dead serious about owning my shit, taking control of my money, having 100% responsibility. And in exchange, what ended up happening is the universe literally lined up inspired action after inspired action after inspired action. And I started to walk down this path and I started to grow my income. And every single week, my income just kept growing and growing and growing. And my bank account kept growing and growing and growing. And it just kept growing to where I ended up paying off all $25,000 10 days earlier than I initially intended back when I first set that goal. When I had no idea how it's going to happen. I didn't even have that money. All I did was I set out to rebuild my relationship with money and make it one that's filled with love, with joy, with happiness, with no fear, with no anxiety, no stress, because I promise you that whatever you feed towards this relationship with money is exactly what's going to be fed back to you. And so you want it to be a relationship of joy. And so that is something else that we work on in Rich Babe as well in week one. And, you know, another thing I really want to mention, and because I saw a couple of posts not too long ago around debt in my group, and I noticed a couple women shaming debt and how debt is such a horrible thing and debt is of the devil and debt, you should never go into debt. And if you have debt, you've made the world's biggest mistake. And I know that there's a couple financial gurus and financial leaders that teach you that debt is the worst thing in the world and that if you have debt, you are a horrible person and you committed a crime and you are basically the devil himself and that's it. Like your life is over. You must pay it off before you must starve, you know, until your debt's paid off, and just these crazy teachings around debt. So I wanted to share my perspective around debt and how you are not a bad person for having debt. The only thing wrong with debt is the shame and guilt that we keep feeding into our debt. Every time we look at our debt, you know, our heart sinks and we feel like losers and we feel like we're never going to get out of it. And we feel like it's the biggest mistake of our life. However, you must start to reframe that and you must start to see your debt as just a choice. It was a choice for you to make investments in yourself or investments in your lifestyle or investments in towards your school or investments towards your car or your house that in some way, shape, or form ended up shaping you to be the exact person that you are today. And you must start looking at debt as your debt as a lesson. Look at it as a university of life and look at your debt as this vehicle to help you teach money responsibility and look at it as an opportunity to start to be more mindful around money, to start to learn how to take control of your money, how to take ownership of your money, how to be able to rebuild that relationship around your debt. And the less guilt and shame that you feel around your debt, the faster it's going to get paid off. And I promise you, whatever you feed into your money, whether it's your bank account or your debt, or your credit cards, or your loans, is going to come back to you. So if there's anywhere in your money relationship that you are feeding these negative vibrations, you have to stop today and you must start feeding it love. You must reframe everything into a positive and you must start thanking the universe for even having that debt and understanding that that debt isn't forever. You can pay it off in a year. You can pay it off in 2 years, whatever. You can pay it off in 5 years, however long it takes. It's not there forever. So stop feeding the vibration of guilt and shame as if it's going to last you a lifetime, and as if you screwed up your whole life, and as if your whole life is over. You know, you must forgive your past spending history. And on day two, you know, if you didn't do day two, or maybe you need to go back to day two, forgive yourself for your debt. That is going to bring so much peace and just going to lift all the stress off your shoulders to where you can actually feel like you can maneuver and move around and you can dance and you can start to feel joy again and be happy and attract more of the money that you want into your life. All right. And of course, there's assignments, there's homework. So taking a look at your money, taking a look at your credit card statements, feeding gratitude towards your money, and then creating a Money Monday ritual, something similar to Money Mondays. I actually check on my finances every single day. I make sure to send love and gratitude towards my money on a daily basis, because I know that the more often I track it, the more often it's going to increase. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed this podcast and want to see more of the Manifestation Babe series, make sure to hit the subscribe button and share this episode with all of your friends. If you really enjoy this podcast episode, make sure to leave a review on iTunes and let me know how much you enjoyed it. To go even deeper and unlock your inner Manifestation Babe, make sure to head over to manifestationbabe.com, where you can find courses, events, books, blog posts, and all of my social media feeds. Until next time, beautiful, I'll see you in the next episode.